Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In the Our Father, we pray, Thy kingdom come. What is God's kingdom? For centuries, the Jews waited for the Messiah to come. He would be the one to establish an eternal, worldwide kingdom. They figured it would be like Solomon's kingdom, since he was the last of the great kings over the 12 tribes. Only this new Christ kingdom would be bigger and better and more powerful. More soldiers, more wealth and extravagance, covering more territory and lasting forever. Then the Messiah came. Christ came. And he went about preaching the kingdom of God. But nobody saw any of the stuff they were looking for. No military force, no riches, no glory. And it was so hard for them to let go of their preconceived ideas of God's kingdom, even when Christ was about to ascend, that his apostles asked him, "So, when are you going to establish that kingdom?" But of course, he had already established the kingdom. He had already gone about preaching, "The kingdom of God is here. It is in your midst." Because the kingdom of God is the church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Church, the Catholic Church, is the community of those who are united to one another by being united to Christ. Being part of this church, this kingdom, means you accept Christ as your Savior. It means you accept the scriptures. It means you accept the apostolic authority, the structure and teaching that Christ established. In other words, being a full member, a full citizen of Christ's kingdom, means being Catholic. To the extent that someone is not Catholic, to that extent the kingdom of God is not fully realized on this earth. So when we say, "Thy kingdom come," with every Our Father, a part of what we're praying for, whether we realize it or not, is that every single human being on earth become a card-carrying Catholic. Do you have your card, Teresa?
I don't think it's been issued yet.
And one of the things that should make us hopeful is that every Christian who says, "Thy kingdom come," is also implicitly asking God to make him or her a Catholic. But of course, being a full member of Christ's kingdom, even though it involves accepting certain doctrines and attending certain liturgies, it means a lot more than that. It means fully conforming ourselves to Christ, becoming not just Catholics, but saints. And that's the second thing we pray for ourselves and for others. When we say, "Thy kingdom come," what we're really praying for is that we become saints. So, Teresa, you don't need a card. You need to become a saint. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's not enough to say you're a member of the church. It's not enough to publicly identify as Catholic. Plenty of people do that. Even as they scandalize the world by the way they live their lives opposed to the gospel. To say, "Thy kingdom come," means, "Dear Lord, please let your rule, your kingship, govern not only our self-presentation, but also what we do and think in secret. May everything about me, every part of my life, be in conformity with the laws of your kingdom." And that doesn't happen easily. In fact, there's a very strange passage in the Gospel of Luke where Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is proclaimed, and everyone who enters it does so through violence." What in the world does that mean? The violent are the ones who get into the kingdom? How can that be? Well, yes, the violent. Those who are willing to be violent toward themselves. But we're not willing. Think of all those things that we do that would not please God. And then Jesus says, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. But we are not willing to pluck out, cut off, and remove the things that lead us to sin. Those who are willing to amputate occasions of sin, even if it feels like you're cutting off your hand and plucking out your eye. Those who are willing to put the love of God above and ahead of love of anything else. That's the only way we can fully enter into the kingdom. It's by violence, not gentleness toward our addictions and our vices. So when we say, "Thy kingdom come," understand and focus on what you need to ask our Father. You need to ask Him for the strength to do whatever brutally difficult thing needs to happen so that you can get rid of your sin, so that you can get rid of what leads you to sin, so that you can get rid of your vices, become virtuous, and enter His kingdom fully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So praying for God's kingdom to come means a commitment to evangelization. And praying for God's kingdom to come means a commitment to our own purification. But of course, the ultimate goal of evangelization and purification is that we will all be together in perfect peace and joy in heaven. And this is how St. Paul describes Christ's kingdom. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So at the end of the day, we are asking God to bring us to heaven soon. So let's do our work well here. Let us undergo whatever purification we need to. And then, good Father, bring us to you in that supreme peace and joy of the kingdom that is heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The kingdom of God is the Catholic Church. And as there are three phases in the church, so there are three phases in the kingdom. There is the church militant. I love that word. These are the members of the kingdom on earth who fight to spread the faith and keep the faith and live the faith. We pray that we may be good soldiers for the church when we say, Thy kingdom come. Then there is the church suffering, These are the members of the kingdom in purgatory who are entering into the fullness of unity with Christ through the suffering that purifies them. We pray that they may enter into their reward soon when we say, Thy kingdom come. And then there is the church triumphant. These are the heroes of the kingdom who celebrate at the eternal banquet of the King. And we pray for their intercession that we may join them soon whenever we say, Thy kingdom come. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did this meditation make you reflect on?
Well, I've been reading a book that is now in my top 10, maybe my top 7.
Top 7 is very specific. That implies that it is the 7th book.
Yeah, that's true, but it's somewhere up there. Mark Twain's Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
It is such a fantastic book. Mark Twain's a great writer, but this is a true story. And Joan of Arc was such she was a soldier for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her attitude. And it, to me, it fits in so well that when we say, thy kingdom come, and we really want the kingdom of God, then we will let nothing stand in the way.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, you can make sense out of this, but there was this great exchange during her trial where the Duke of Orleans was a prisoner in England. And on her trial, the court knew that one of her purposes was to deliver the Duke of Orleans. And they were curious to know how she would do it or what her plan might have been if she was free. And she said, well, I would have taken English prisoners enough in France for his ransom. And if I couldn't have ransomed him, then I would have invaded England and brought him out by force. Mark Twain then says, that was just her way. If a thing was to be done, it was love first and hammer and tongs to follow. But no shilly-shallying between.
Wow.
And that's the way we should be.
Yeah. Try and do it. It's not about the right way and the wrong way, but it's certainly the careful way, and then
no shilly-shallying.
The forceful way.
Yes.
But it has to get done.
We have to stop shallowing about our addictions and about all the things that prevent us from union with God.
Yeah.
The time for shilly-shallying is over.
It's like if you're talking to someone who is addicted to heroin, your first step might be, hey, can I talk to you about, it seems like you have a problem. You don't keep doing that if they're like, I'm going to keep doing it. At some point, it needs to be a full intervention and it needs to be intense action.
We need intense action. That's what Jesus meant when he said, the violent take heaven by storm.
Yeah.
Joan of Arc took things by storm.
And I think that's what people wanted. I think there's definitely a reason that Joan of Arc is one of those major Catholic figures that has really broken out of just the Catholic circle, that she's just renowned across the world, across the board, by everyone.
Especially by the English.
Yeah. And that's truly what we want to do as soldiers of the faith, as representatives of it here on earth, as members of the church.
We need to take heaven by storm. Joan of Arc, pray for us to take heaven by storm. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.